This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, Jody Peterson speaks with Dr. Drew Bolton of Montrose Memorial Hospital. Plus, Governor Jared Polis is hopeful frontline workers in the state will get access to a new COVID vaccine by the end of the year. And Utah Governor Gary Herbert announced a state of emergency. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Help is available for those impacted by wildfires in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis announced a wildfire relief fund last week that will benefit more than 400,000 Coloradans with a one-time payment of $375. Another fund, the Center for Disaster Philanthropy's Colorado Wildfires Relief Fund, will help entire communities recover with grants that prioritize medium to long-term recovery. As COVID-19 cases rise in Mesa County, Colorado Mesa University has suspended varsity and club sports and is asking all students to begin quarantining for the remaining 2 weeks of this semester, according to the Grand Junction Sentinel. In Ouray County, free drive-through COVID-19 testing will take place Wednesday the 11th at the 4-H Event Center in Ridgeway. Testing will be offered between 6:30 a.m. and 7 p.m., and anyone is welcome. No charges will be filed against two Fruita Police Department officers and two Mesa County Sheriff's officers who responded to an incident in August during which Loma resident Kurt Phelps, 52, was shot and killed. A district attorney found that the law enforcement officers were acting in self-defense. The Paradise Theater in Paonia has announced a difficult decision for the winter. According to an email from Executive Director Sunshine Knight, the theater has decided to go dark for the winter due to low attendance at movies and the governor's new request that people stay home and don't interact with more than one household during November. The plan is for the Paonia Film Festival to return in November of 2021, and movies will be shown outdoors in Paonia's Pulos Park as soon as the weather gets warm again. For nearly 60 years, the town of Somerset in Gunnison County has been fighting for clean drinking water, reports the Sopris Sun. Somerset gets its water from the North Fork of the Gunnison, which is then treated at the Oxbow plant. Water quality tests have failed frequently from 2015 to 2020. The mine has agreed to install equipment to remove pollutants, which has not been done. The town is now trying to work out a deal with Oxbow and the Colorado Department of Health and Environment. Somerset's remediation plan for water quality is due December 8th. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert announced a new state of emergency Sunday in response to rising COVID-19 cases throughout the state. From KUER NPR Utah, Emily Means has more.
Governor Gary Herbert and the Utah Department of Health have issued executive and public health orders because of overcrowding at hospitals. During an emergency address, Herbert said medical professionals are spread too thin.
This threatens patients who rely on hospital care, from everything from COVID-19 to emergencies like heart attacks and trauma. We must work together to keep infections low until a vaccine is available.
The orders limit gatherings to households until November 23rd and put a statewide mask mandate into place indefinitely. They also put a pause on extracurricular activities for K-12 students. State Superintendent Sidney Dixon says a lot of transmission of the coronavirus happens outside of the classroom.
So in the case of activities and athletics, we want to curb the spread so that students and teachers aren't bringing that back into school. But when they're in school, they can be very focused on the right things and not be worried all the time about the spread of the virus.
Emily Means, KUER News.
Governor Jared Polis is hopeful Colorado will get up to 200,000 doses of a vaccine for COVID-19 before the end of the year. KVNF's Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
The first doses would go to healthcare workers and those most at risk of getting the virus. Polis is praising the early results of a Pfizer vaccine trial, showing it was more than 90% effective.
That's a very good number, just to put that in context. You know, flu vaccine, more 50-60% range, 90% plus. Is sort of the gold standard for vaccines that work. If enough people are inoculated with a 90% effective vaccine, it ends the pandemic.
Meanwhile, Polis is encouraging residents to cancel their social plans as the state sees a record number of people in the hospital. He's also extending a statewide mask mandate for another 30 days and ordering most state government employees to work remotely. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Across Colorado and the Western Slope, we're seeing rapid increases in the number of COVID-19 cases. Most of the KVNF listening area is now in the safer at home category on the state's COVID status dial, and Mesa and Ouray counties recently increased their restrictions. KVNF's Jody Peterson reports.
As the weather cools, sending people indoors more, and holiday gatherings approach, officials are worried that a third spike of cases could overwhelm the healthcare system. To learn more, KVNF spoke with Dr. Drew Bolton of Montrose Memorial Hospital.
So we've been hearing from the Front Range that hospitals are full, it's difficult to transfer, and so now it's time for us to start buckling down in anticipation of the next 2 to 3 weeks from now, an influx as we've seen in the past. If you look at the regional data, we can anticipate more coming into Montrose. So, for example, Mesa right now, which includes St. Mary's and community, are having a big spike. For us, we can feel the pressure around us, and so it's time for us to start getting ready for these anticipated surges.
So how is Montrose Memorial preparing for another possible surge of COVID cases?
We will be moving some of our patient beds to a different location, which opens up several beds, and expanding our ICU just a little bit, and also complementing that with plans for making sure we have enough nursing staff as well. We had the luxury of looking back at where we were in April and what county numbers were and what the hospitalization rate was at that time, and it did not exceed our capacity. The one thing that worries me a little bit is that during that time, Mesa County had pretty low numbers throughout, so we always had the cushion if we needed it to transfer patients to St. Mary's or community. Now it seems that Mesa County has a much higher influx and is going to be certainly and understandably prioritizing its own. So my one concern is that we will lose that ability to transfer if we need to. We actually did meet today to think about alternative locations, even looking to Utah and other locations.
How do you feel going into this fall and looking at the rising COVID rates in the state?
A little nervous. I would say we are a little bit more comfortable from the clinical side of it as far as treatment goes. We feel like we have more tools to utilize, a little bit more ammo, so to speak. But I do worry that the influx, sheerly from a numbers standpoint, could be too taxing.
What do you wish people would keep in mind about COVID-19?
Probably the most important thing is recognizing fatigue with this. I mean, we've been dealing with this for 8+ months now on the Western Slope, and masks are cumbersome, but they're extremely effective and they help reduce the burden on our hospital facilities and help us manage it over a time rather than getting overwhelmed in a shorter time period. So I know people are likely frustrated with masks and the challenges of distancing and the impact that has on so many facets of our life, but it's hugely important.
And that was Dr. Drew Bolton of Montrose Memorial. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.